bus of students and activists heads for Lytty, South Bohemia, on May the 13th. They're driving to the site of a former concentration camp, set up by the Nazis to wipe out the Bohemian Protectorate's Roma population during the Second World War. Official sources say that 326 Roma perished in the concentration camp at Lytty, while many hundreds more were transported from Lytty to Auschwitz, where they were taken to the gas chambers. Gwendoline Albert is an American-born Romani rights activist. On the way to Lytty, she told me a bit about the commemorative service that we were about to attend.
Today is the annual memorial ceremony, commemorative ceremony, at the former concentration camp at Lytty by Pisek. It's a camp that was run in various ways during the course of the war, but the final phase was that it was a place where Roma families were interned and worked to death before being sent to Auschwitz, those who didn't die at Lytty. It's quite famous in this country because there's been a lot of international criticism about the fact that there is a large capacity, industrial capacity, pig farm located on the site where this camp was. And the survivors organization with whom I cooperate has been trying to get the farm moved for a very long time.
Isn't the most recent development that the mayor of Lytty and the surrounding area has said, no, the local Romani are very happy with the monument which has been built near Lytty, which isn't on the site itself. We're not actually planning to do anything. That is our plan, to keep things exactly as they are.
I know that the mayor of Lytty is responsible for maintaining the existing monument, which is a cultural monument, it's registered, and that they have neglected their obligation in that regard. And him bringing up the quote-unquote local Roma and mentioning them is, to me, a classic example of confusing the issue. Lytty is not about South Bohemia. Lytty is about the history of the world, yeah? World War II, the history of Europe. It is not something that you put in the hands of a local politician to decide, even though those people are, it's important for them to be involved in the decision. But this is about the Czech state taking responsibility for commemorating the Holocaust in a dignified way. And we see this devolution of responsibility to the very lowest level in absolutely every aspect of any issue concerning the Roma, whether it's the past or the present.
Zmiluj se nad námi, Bože, pro své velké milosrdenství, prosíme tě, vyslyš nás, smiluj se.
Priests sing a mass for the dead. At the Holocaust memorial a few metres away from the pig farm, a handful of government officials, as well as those who lost relatives, lay wreaths and light candles. After the service come speeches. One of the most striking is delivered by Felix Kolper from the International Auschwitz Committee. He himself is a Holocaust survivor who found himself interned in the Gypsy family camp at Auschwitz several weeks after the camp's last Romani inhabitants were liquidated.
When we have been there, nothing has been from the time when the Roma and Sinti had been there, because everything was put into the fire. So the blocks had been quite empty, and we have slept on the soil, and it started the winter time. But that's not so important what happened to us, but we have been in the atmosphere what happened to the Romas, and we have thought it will happen to us too. It was only a luck that some of us could go somewhere to another concentration camp, which was much milder than the concentration camp of Auschwitz.
And Auschwitz was where Roma and Sinti from Lytty did end up, many Roma and Sinti.
They have been in the same camp as I have been 2 months after. So therefore I have a close connection with what happened in Lytty and what happened in Auschwitz to the Romas from Lytty.
Karel Holomek is a Romani academic who was at the ceremony on Tuesday. He was himself interned at the other Romani concentration camp to be found today on Czech soil, Hodonín u Kunštát.
I'm originally Rom from Moravia, from so-called Czech Romanis, who were absolutely eliminated in Osvietim. It represented in this time more than 6,000 people, and only 500 people returned to their homes.
International pressure has been mounting on the Czech government to move the pig farm from the Leti concentration camp site. He's outraged that, up until now, nothing has been done.
Some people used to say that it's the question of money, but it's not the question of money. It's just the question of thinking and memory and pieta, remembrance of this situation. It's not a question of money. A lot of money was destroyed during developing of democracy here, and was lost for thieves and tunnels and an economy. It's nonsense. It's not a question of money. It's a question of memory.
Zástupce kanceláře prezidenta České republiky. Zástupce Senátu České republiky.
At this year's ceremony, there was a high turnout, relatively speaking, of government officials. One of the senior officials present was Jamila Stehlíková, the Minister for Minorities and Human Rights. She said it was her duty to find a solution to the Leti pig farm problem.
Vedeme velice intenzivní dialog a přímo vyjednávání.
We are currently in very intensive discussion with all of the main players in this situation. I mean by that we are talking to representatives of the firms which find themselves on this land, and with the local government, in order to find a dignified solution. I want to bring the results of this discussion to the Parliament by the end of the year, so that by the time we take on the EU presidency, we have some clear answers as to what and how the Czech government is going to move forward on the issue of Leti.
A jak bude česká vláda dělat tady v tomto místě?
After the service at Leti, it was time to lay wreaths at the nearby cemetery at Mirovice, where the bodies of many of the children who died at the camp were buried in mass graves. Recently, some name plaques and a sculpture have been erected on the site, which is tucked away at the corner of the cemetery. The sculpture consists of a broken wheel, which Gwendoline Albert explains.
A wheel is related to the earlier period of traveling and living on the road. And it's actually the central emblem in the Roma flag. So to have it broken here is symbolic of what happened.
Lasting memorials to what happened at Leti are discreet, to say the least, and not that easy to come by. What's more, May the 13th is the only day on which the Leti pig farm switches off its ventilation system, meaning that the air only smells quite bad. Minister Stehlíková has said that she wants a solution to the problem by the end of the year, and it could well be that the Czech cabinet is keener than ever to find one too, because, as it's been noted, it'll make it all the harder to push human rights issues during the country's EU presidency next year if it doesn't first clean up the bad smell that Leti creates.